Canadian MPs condemn bomb threat that led to cancellation of Shenyun's March 29th show in Toronto. Several conservative MPs are speaking out over the cancellation of a Shenyun performing arts show last weekend as a result of a fake bomb threat, saying the show is constantly targeted by the Chinese Communist regime for its revival of traditional Chinese culture. "I condemn the bomb threat that forced the evacuation and cancellation of this week's Shenyun performances at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts in Toronto," Conservative MP James Bezin said in a social media statement on April 1st, referring to the incident on March 29th. "I am deeply concerned this incident reflects intimidation tactics, often associated with Chinese Communist Party sympathizers targeting those whose beliefs or messages they oppose." Shenyun, a New York-based classical Chinese dance and music company, was founded by leading Chinese artists who aim to revive China's traditional culture that has been suppressed by the Chinese Communist Party. The Falun Dafer Association of Toronto, the local organizer for Shenyun in the Greater Toronto Area, says the show has been the target of over 150 fake bomb and death threats over the past 2 years, mostly via emails sent to venues in an attempt to disrupt the show. According to Shenyun, its artists practice the spiritual meditation discipline Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, which has been subjected to a persecution campaign by the CCP since 1999. Conservative MP Garnett Genuis said he was shocked to hear that a Shenyun performance was canceled over a bomb threat. "This traditional Chinese cultural performance faces constant harassment because of their opposition to the CCP," Genuis said in a statement on social media on March 31st, posting a photo of his meeting with the local organizers the day before to discuss the issue. "Canada must stand for free artistic expression. The shows must go on." Conservative MP Roman Baber, who was at the Four Seasons Center on March 29th to attend the show that ended up being canceled, said it was regrettable that audiences didn't get a chance to enjoy Shenyun. "I've been very much looking forward to today's show, and it's regrettable that an apparent bomb threat has derailed the ability to showcase thousands of years of Chinese culture and dance, like it was before communism," Baber said in an interview at the theater. "We know that the show is under a lot of Chinese government pressure. Specifically, we know that they made attempts in Ottawa too, and were successful at convincing the landlord in canceling the venue." Last year, Taiwan's Criminal Investigation Bureau traced a similar threat received by multiple venues hosting the show in the country to a facility in HSI and China. A year prior to that, two Chinese agents in the United States received prison sentences for attempting to bribe an Internal Revenue Service agent to open an investigation into Shenyun. The U.S. State Department denounced the CCP's continued targeting of Shenyun last year, saying in a statement, "We condemn such acts of intimidation and urge protection of the right to free expression. While there have been many cases of fake bomb threats targeting Shenyun, no acts of violence have materialized." In one of the more recent instances in Canada, Shenyun's show at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga on March 15th was delayed by 1.5 hours due to a bomb threat. The Peel Regional Police said an investigation found that there was no credible threat. A police investigation of the March 29th threat at the Four Seasons Center came to a similar conclusion, saying the threat was unfounded. MP Bezin says the incident resulting in the cancellation of the show is an affront to the freedom of expression. "This is an attack on fundamental freedoms, freedom of expression and freedom of conscience, which must be protected," he said. "I stand with the performers and everyone affected. Freedom." Conservative MP Rhonda Kirkland, who saw Shenyun in Toronto on March 28th, said that a just society is one that safeguards faith. "Freedom is never an accident of history. It is the right of every person to live according to their conscience, to believe, to worship, and to practice their faith openly without fear," Kirkland said in a social media statement on March 31st, posting photos of her talk at a ceremony to celebrate Shenyun at the Four Seasons Center on March 28th. "This is not a privilege to be granted by governments, but a fundamental human right, rooted in dignity itself. A just society does not merely tolerate faith, it safeguards it, ensuring that no one must hide what they hold sacred or live in fear for expressing it."